You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Border to Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association, the award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Ready. Get up. Let's get it on with
the Wendy's Big Show.
Oh, showtime, baby.
Where's the ball?
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Pro Football Hall of Famer Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh, live from the Lakeland University studios. Lakeland University now offering co-op credit for work experience. Learn your way at lakeland.edu. Peter Bukowski, Locked On Packers podcast, joins us in one half hour. Mm-hmm. 90 minutes from now, Dick Girardi, longtime horse racing writer for the Philadelphia Daily News, joins us to preview the Kentucky Derby. Looking forward to talking to him. Right now, got to focus on Bucks Celtics coming up tonight, game three. Don't forget, when the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's.
Yeah,
after
Bucks.
Every Bucks win, stop by any participating Wisconsin Wendy's for a free small frosty, chocolate, or vanilla. No purchase necessary. This offer is only good for 24 hours after a win, so act fast. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's.
We play tomorrow, though, right?
Tomorrow.
Yeah, I thought you said Friday.
I probably did. Tomorrow afternoon, 2:30 tip. How are you feeling going into Bucks Celtics game three? And what
you
needs...
go first, Steve? Okay. You go first.
Fine.
Yeah, these two football guys, we don't know nothing about no basketball.
How are you feeling going into Bucks Celtics game three tomorrow? And what needs to happen for a win for the Milwaukee Bucks? The Van Horn Direct toll free talk line, 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. You can also tweet us, as always, at Big Show Network.
Well, I apologize. Maybe Gary was ready. Gary, you ready?
What? About what?
Okay, so I'll go first.
Yeah, go ahead.
So look,
you want to go first? You want Steve to go first?
No, that's Steve handle
it. Because I yielded it to him.
Yeah, we're going to yield all the way around.
Yeah, because he had, how many shows you had? About 25 years you've been doing the Bucks postgame show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You still doing the Bucks postgame show.
Nobody was doing it but you.
Right. That's correct.
Yeah. So, only one in the state.
So this is the thing.
Because you love to play that blame game, Steve. Do it for me, cuz.
I do. So this is.
I do. Here we go.
It's fine.
Here we go. Here
I'm
go.
Fine with it.
Yeah.
So
go get him, Steve.
There's a couple of things here.
I
think the first thing is Giannis has to show out tonight. He just does. 35, 40 points, somewhere in that area. He's got to go be that
Check.
Guy again. Right?
Check. What else you want?
Okay.
What else you want?
The other two things I want is I want Brooke Lopez more involved offensively.
Check.
And I want Grayson Allen to hit a couple more, or take,
That's
not
good,
even hit,
guy.
Just take a couple more three-pointers. Like,
yeah,
in a perfect world, I'd like to see him take five or six three-pointers within the
that'd
game.
Be nice.
That's
that'd
what
be
I'd
nice.
Like. That'd so those
nice.
Three things. Giannis has to kind of show out a little bit more than he has, 35, 40 points. I need Brooke Lopez more involved shot-taking, more than one or two shots
Agreed.
Offensively. And I need Grayson Allen taking more threes than he has the first two games of this series. Those are my three things. I think if you get those three things locked up, you win this game and maybe comfortably win this game over the Boston Celtics tomorrow afternoon. What say you, Gary Ellerson?
Ask me the question one more time, Steve.
How are you feeling going into Bucks Celtics game three? What needs to happen for a Bucks win?
Well, you said it all. I mean, the Bucks guy. I mean, I don't know what else more I can add to that. I mean, Giannis got to be Giannis, right? Grayson Allen's got to give you at least 12 points a game. Now, I like what Marcus Johnson said on our show in the first hour.
Yeah.
in that little zone defense, Steve. Change it up.
I don't know if they're going to do that.
Well, that's what he's – didn't Marcus say that?
Yeah, Marcus said that, yes. I don't know if they're going to do that. We'll see.
Well, we'll see. Maybe a little hybrid, he said. A little hybrid, a little zone defense. We'll see. Maybe that changes it up a little bit. Because quite frankly, Boston did something different. And Marcus is right. Now, what are we going to do to counteract that? It's a game of adjustments. And we'll have to see what Budenholzer does within that. But if you don't know the strategy, then, yeah, it's Giannis need to be the MVP, right? And then after that, these other guys that are around him. Holiday, why don't we talk about Holiday, Leroy?
What is he
doing? We don't.
He was 7 for 20. He tried. He took 20 shots. So.
He tried? Is that what you just said?
He did try.
Well, they all try, man.
I feel like he goes under the radar sometimes on all this stuff.
Oh, he does. For smoke?
You're right.
Yeah, he definitely does. I feel like he goes under the radar a little bit.
You're right.
He's a great defender.
Yep.
Well, you can give him some smoke. That's what you're doing now?
Well, yeah. Not only Giannis, but I got to have Holiday. You might want him to have like a triple-double.
He can do that.
That's probably not happening.
He can do that.
Oh, yeah, because he rebounds and he assists. I don't need for him to have 30.
Well, you better be careful that triple-double doesn't include turnovers.
Stop. See? There you go. See?
But you wanted smoke? You're the one that said give him smoke.
He can give me, Leroy, 25, 10, and 10, that would be great.
He can do that. What else you want? I checked all your boxes.
Let me have a Holiday, man.
Let me tell y'all what's going on.
Tell me
something. Okay, because in my meeting with Budenholzer, we always try the new things. We're gonna go back to something that we tried a while ago. We're gonna put Grayson Allen in the starting line and move Matthews to the bench. This is my time to talk, man. You had your time. You want some more time?
You're speaking for Bud.
I'm yielding more time to you. Go ahead, man.
This isn't your idea. You said you talked with Bud.
You ain't let me finish.
Okay, go ahead.
Because he's speaking to me, and I speak, Steve.
Right.
I'm virtually, so I got to let him
I just
through.
Look at you as Budenholzer now when you talk. So
that's
go
my
ahead.
Guy, man.
Yeah,
my,
I know.
But listen, I'm putting Grayson Allen in the start lineup. Moving Matthews to the bench. Because ever since Porter, really, that's the thing with Middleton throws them off a little bit. Because Porter really is a sixth man of the year candidate if he was a sixth man. He come up, give you the energy, and they're going to give him a lot of open shots. But if Boston going if I think Marcus Smart going to play, but whether he is or not. But I'm going to move Matthews to the bench because Matthews' defense is pretty good too. But I'm going to put Grayson Allen in there because I believe they're going to collapse again and try this wall stuff when Giannis brings the ball up, which I like, by the way. I don't know if y'all like it. He got a couple sweet spots. He can hit them early. So that's one thing I want to see. Let's flip-flop them. And I kind of know why he did it. You need Grayson Allen to come off the bench, him and Pat Connaughton, another guy I like that Steve don't like. I think you just don't like white basketball players, I believe, but I don't want to speak for you. Connaughton
why got to be racial?
Because Steve's on, he'll tell you he don't like certain race types in certain positions.
I've said it before. I'm like, I'm not big into drafting first round picks that are like white Americans half the time.
Come on, man.
How many superstars have you had that have been white Americans in the last 20 years?
Travis Diener.
What? No. Superstar white American basketball players. Name them. I'll wait.
Bobby Sura.
Stop. Superstars, not role players. You need to stop with yourself. Kevin Love might be the closest thing.
Okay, but
Hero maybe someday.
Hero sixth man of the year now.
But yeah, he's still a baby though. He ain't been around long enough to qualify. So I know what you mean.
Luka don't count. Dirk don't count.
No, none of them count.
Steve Nash don't count.
None of them don't count.
None of them count.
No, I understand. We'll find somebody. But I'm just saying, Steve, I want to put Grayson Allen in the line, start a lineup, and put Matthews to the bench just to see how Boston reacts to that if Smart doesn't play. If Smart does play, I don't know what kind of energy he's going to give him with that knee or whatever, ham or whatever, his back. He got a lot of things going on, but the guy's a great defender. So that's going to give Allen is going to do a pick and roll with Giannis to get the shot he wants there. Whoever the pick and roll is with Giannis, you got to be ready to shoot that ball, man, because they're going to just slough down. You got to shoot it. If you wait, they're going to extend out on you. Now you get the ball to Giannis, three people on him. Now it takes the clock almost ran out. So here's what I want to see. I want to see Matthews go to the bench, and I want to see Grayson Allen in the starting lineup. Now, Giannis got to go back to what he did the first game. I know he was 9 for 25. Give me a triple-double because they're going to clap down, kick it out to your teammate. You trust them. Now, one more thing. Brook Lopez is a bad matchup. They got nobody his size. So I want to see him block three shots and play down on the box. Wait, I ain't done. No, wait. Play down on the box, and I want you to run high for the high pick and roll with Giannis, and you're going to get a wide open three. Take it. That box belonged to 34. You clogging it up if he down there, Steve. I keep telling y'all that. You can't have two guys down on the block. One guy has to come up and throw that pick so you get an open shot. If they go back down, Giannis, shoot that thing. So I look Brook Lopez to have four threes. They're going to give it to him.
Giannis as the screener was very effective for the Bucks in that last game. Yeah, we'll see if they go back
I already texted him and said, Boone, I need to see more of that. The only way Steve going to be happy in Bucks fans if you run more pick and rolls with Giannis on the elbow and rotate down. But I want to see him do it with Brook Lopez. And Grayson Allen, he's going to get wide open shot. They got to take it.
I'd be fine with what we talked about earlier in the week, which is letting Grayson Allen or your guy, Connaughton or Holiday, whoever, dropping that ball to Lopez in the low block and letting him go to work. If they want to play physical, we want to play 80s, 90s basketball, then let's have the center go on the low block and work inside. That was his strong suit before he came to Milwaukee. He can score.
Yeah, but that's a different system. He ain't won nothing with that system. Leroy, he came to this system and got a championship.
I understand, but Leroy, if he gets going underneath, they're going to have to drop a second guy because they don't have anybody.
You're right.
When they drop second guy, he's going to have wide open shooters to throw the ball out to. Now the pressure is not on Giannis and Drew to get to the rim in order to get somebody wide open. Now Brook can help get Grayson Allen wide open or Connaughton wide open or even Holiday wide open to take that shot. So
just like Gary always said, I don't disagree with you. Right, Gary?
Now, whether or not they do it, I don't know. I don't talk to Bud like you, so I don't know what they're going to do. Let's go to Tony in Sussex.
Hey,
you're next on the Wendy's Big Show.
Tony.
Yeah, I might sound like a broken record here, guys. Morning, by the way.
Good morning, Tony.
Happy Friday. But, I'll say it. I want them to establish a hard physical game inside because you start doing that, you can always kick the ball out, right? And then I think it's going to change the way Boston can play offense. Mm-hmm. You know, if they're getting beat up inside and it's a rough physical game, I like to see them get those 8-10 footers. Or have those eight, ten foot shots, the Bucks, and then like with Lopez, Giannis, if things are bogged up down there, you kick it out. Someone's going to be open.
Yeah.
Okay. But I think they got to establish that they're going to be aggressive, and they're going to be very physical. They got to be very, very physical against this team. Okay. This team thinks they can beat you up. They just. And they're shooters and things like that, but that's what I want to see. And if I think they can win every game in the series if they play like that. Because we're bigger than them, and I think we can be more physical. I really do. I know I called in earlier in the week, and, I know it's kind of more of an old school style maybe, in today's game, they got the three-pointer now and things like that. But, sometimes you got to do things like that. You can still shoot your three-pointers, but I really think you get physical. You let them know they're in a war because this is what this is. This is do or die, in the playoffs, right? We want another world championship. We don't want to be sitting on the sidelines watching somebody else play the West.
No doubt. Totally agree with you. Thanks for the call, Tony. Appreciate it.
Y'all talking about this physical stuff, Gary. It sounds good, but Brook Lopez had five fouls. He's going to end up getting fouled out he got to play his game, man. You got to play his game.
He's Leroy Butler, Steve Sparky, Fiverr, Gary Ellerson asking you, how are you feeling going to the Bucks-Celtics game tomorrow afternoon? What needs to happen to get the Bucks a win? That's what we want to know from you. The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. Tweet us at Big Show Network. Leroy brought up Mother's Day. Only one place to go, Mother's Day shopping. Gary Ellerson.
That is the Jewelry Center, folks. Three locations locally, 76 in Layton Plaza, in Brookfield for Bluemont Road and Tri-City National Bank Building. Third location for you folks in Burlington, Wisconsin. If you're listening to us statewide, which you are, shoptjc.com. Shoptjc.com is their website. And at their website, guys, you can design your own diamond engagement ring. Within 48 hours, they'll get back to you with that with the price of that ring. And guys, don't forget about Free Bangle Friday. Yes, sir. Today is Free Bangle Friday. Go on to shoptjc.com, to their website, and find out what Free Bangle Friday is all about. Mother's Day, Steve just talked about, is right around the corner. It's still not too late. Go get your significant other something right now from the Jewelry Center. Ask for the owner. His name is Dean Murray.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. Steve Sparky Fiver, former Packer, Badger running back Gary Ellerson, the Pro Football Hall of Famer Leroy Butler here as well. AR Adam Roberts, executive producer, other side of the glass. Peter Bukowski, Locked On Packers podcast, joins us coming up here in about 10 minutes. Asking you, how are you feeling going in Bucks-Celtics Game 3? What needs to happen for the Bucks to get a win in this bad boy coming up on Saturday afternoon? Shane tweets at Big Show Network, Bucks have to play their game. If they do that, it'll be going back to Boston up 3-1. It's just that simple. Gary, do you think Boston kind of took Milwaukee out of what they wanted to do in that last game?
I don't know if they took them out of what they wanted to do. I think that's just the ebb and flow of the game. Like, if you thought this was going to go seven games, that's what you got, right? They're going to win some games. So if you thought it was going to go six, that's what you got. Everybody tells you that, and I do believe it. It's an evenly matched series, but I think the Bucks are going to come out on top. I said in six. So I think that's what you get to see. Now, you got adjustments coming. We'll see what Budenholzer and the guys do tonight. Tomorrow, I'm sorry.
Ryan tweets at Big Show Network, I'm confident that the Bucks are going to stick a boot so far up the Celtics' butt that the steel toe is going to knock their teeth out from the inside. That's Ryan tweeting at Big Show Network. Wow.
Calm down, Ryan.
The boot.
Take it easy.
What's that?
And with that, let's go to Mr. Celtics fan in Delaware. You're next here on Wendy's Big Show. What's going on, Gerard?
Look, boy, I'm hearing a lot of stuff going on there with the white players now. Now we're picking on the white guys.
That's Dean.
Now, I've been doing it for 15 years, not just now.
Okay, you said 15. Okay, fine.
At least.
If you went through history.
60s, 70s, 80s don't count.
That don't count. That was way long ago.
Okay. I mean, your next best chance is this Chet Holmgren kid coming out of Gonzaga. Maybe he's it. I'm not sold, but we'll see.
Listen. I used to tell, you know, my friends, almost only counts in horseshoes, hand grenades, and drive-in theaters.
It's true.
But
drive-in theaters?
You know what I mean?
Try to drive-in theaters for us.
I love this guy.
Where you driving? I never heard that one.
I ain't getting in the trunk, though. No, to get in. Carlo for $5. Look, no, I'm not getting in the trunk.
Look.
It's
three looks already.
Magic Johnson was interviewing Larry Bird, right?
Yeah.
And he asked Larry, he says, Larry, what's the biggest difference between when we play and the NBA today? You know, Larry Bird, don't forget, an executive, a GM, smart. He's a smart, you know, then they're both modern. Now.
What did Larry say?
And he's white.
He said, the biggest difference is we had a lot more great players than they have today. And you think about it, it's true.
Yeah, I don't agree. I mean, Ken Barkley was just on from You Better You Bet last hour. Going into this year, there were probably like three guys in the MVP conversation, right? He said if you look ahead to next year, when you factor in Tatum and Ja Morant and some of these guys, he goes, you're talking 10 to 15 guys maybe involved in this thing.
I got to make another, and I want to talk about the Celtics percentages. But think about your team, the Bucks of the 80s, the Pistons. Yeah. The Celtics and the Lakers. They have more stars on those teams than the whole NBA has now.
No question.
Yeah, you had
the Lakers, we had an all-star team, man.
Yeah, you had four loaded teams. You're right.
Yeah, right. That's what he's saying.
You know what I mean? They don't have that many. You look at that. But anyway, you talk about, like, a lot of people saying, oh, the Celtics can't shoot that percentage. They're shooting 41% from three in the two games, right? So here's the way you look at it. Go down the last 8 years of the NBA finals and look at the percentage of what the three-point shooters were. The highest was Cleveland at 40%. Then the other ones were shooting 38, 39, and 37. If you go down that, it's not that far off. They don't have to shoot 41%.
But what Steve was trying to tell you, Drew, that the Bucks is not going to shoot 16%. That's what he was trying to tell you last time.
Right, I understand that.
Oh, okay, okay.
Now this is the strategy. You got two strategies here.
Yeah.
Either the Celtics strategy of switching defense is going to work, mm-hmm. and the Bucks ain't going to be able to shoot those threes, or the Bucks are going to change something around mm-hmm. and take the Lopez out of the game and be able to switch. Mm-hmm. Because when he's in the game, now he can cause mismatches only if the Celtics screw up. That's the only way he becomes useful. That's the only way. Because they could put Marcus. Now watch, if he plays, how many times Marcus Smart is going to play him tomorrow. Watch. He's going to switch on him, and he's not going to be able to even shoot over Marcus Smart. I'm telling you. This is the way.
Who's going to win the game Saturday, Gerard?
I don't. You know, Gary, if the Celtics win, they'll win by 6. If the Bucks win, they'll win by 10. That's the way I look at it.
That's what you see. You got this game. I mean? You got it going 7, Gerard? Where'd you got it going?
If the Celtics win tomorrow, I got it going less than that. If the Bucks win tomorrow, I got it going 7.
Okay.
I think there's
going to be easier, in my opinion, it's going to be easier for the Celtics to win tomorrow than it will be the next game in Milwaukee.
See, I think there's more pressure on Milwaukee tomorrow. Thanks for the call. We haven't really talked about it, but I think Milwaukee's in more of a situation where they kind of got to win this game. Not that the series is over if they don't win it, but it takes a lot of pressure off of you going into that fourth game if you get this first game at home. Because then, worst case scenario, if you do lose on Monday, it's best 2 out of 3. Bucks have been in that scenario many a times before. No big deal. They'll figure it out. Mm-hmm. But if you lose tomorrow and you're down 2-1, then all the pressure is on you Monday to have to win that basketball game, and the Celtics can just let it fly. So, for me, I think this game is more about the Bucks having to win than maybe the Celtics, Leroy.
Yeah, again, splitting on the road is amazing. But
because you get home court back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but man, Bucks are going to win in 7 games. I don't be all this with Gerard and some of the smartest people. Well, if this happened, this happened, this happened. It's always one of them. Just pick a side, man. Get off these fences. Gerard, just say, hey, look. Boston's going to win. Okay? If the Bucks do this. Listen, Bucks got the best team. And that'll prove out. That's why it's hard to beat Giannis 4 times. It's going to be hard to do that. So I just believe in the system. I believe in the coach, and I believe in the superstar. And if everybody plays together and share the basketball, and again, I was trying to tell Steve was telling Gerard this yesterday, a couple of days ago, the Bucks are not going to shoot 3 for 18, and Marcus also said that's the least amount they've ever taken in a while. Mm-hmm. They're going to take 25-33. Now that's the let it fly thing. So I expect the Bucks to win. I don't know by how many, just win by 1. Okay, and win 4 games. I mean, 3 more wins. So the pressure will be back on Boston if, for some reason, they get blown out by the Bucks. It's a lot of pressure on them. Then you're going to see Brad Stevens. That's his name? He's going to be leaving again.
Yeah, him too. Yeah.
He's going to be getting up, leaving, going to get something to eat.
Might be. No doubt. He is Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Up next, Peter Bukowski, Locked On Packers podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Peter_Bukowski. He joins us straight ahead here on the Wendy's Big Show.
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh, live from the Lakeland University studios. Lakeland University now offering co-op credit for work experience. Learn your way at lakeland.edu. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, along with Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, the Pro Football Hall of Famer, joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. He is Peter Bukowski, Locked On Packers podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Peter_Bukowski. Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call him 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Peter, I guess first things first, we haven't had you on since the draft. Your thoughts on how the Packers did in their draft last weekend?
Can you just introduce Leroy one more time and give me that qualifier one more time?
Pro Football Hall of Famer, Leroy Butler.
All right, thank you. I wanted to make sure everyone knew that was the deal. I took some heat last weekend, guys, because I
why'd you take heat, Peter? Why are you taking heat? You?
Well, I know. I'm very uncontroversial. I'm usually very down the middle, very milquetoast. I don't offer a lot of takes. No. Yeah. What confused me about the way this all went down is you take Quay Walker with that first pick, and I'm like, okay, to a point, I get it, I guess.
Okay.
Really athletic young kid, that's their MO. And then at 28, they go with the defensive tackle, which is also part of their MO. They take big guys in the first round.
Okay.
And then with the trade up for Christian Watson, I'm like, okay. Athletic guy. I liked Christian Watson. I thought he was a borderline first round pick. I get that. But then what happens when you make that pick is you're giving up this extra second round pick. So you have to think Christian Watson, the gap between Christian Watson and the linebackers in the end of the second round is worth what you gave up, or the receivers. Because if you're going to take that linebacker, who's going to be your second linebacker with Devondre Campbell, then you have to think the linebackers that you'd have had access to in the second round are worth having, or like that gap is worth trading up for Christian Watson. That adds a lot of pressure to Quay Walker and Christian Watson to produce when what they could have done. And I really would prefer not to do the coulda, shoulda, woulda game, but because of the way this was handled, it just sticks out so much to me that had they just, let's say, taken Devontae Wyatt at 22, which would have been pretty non-controversial, taken Christian Watson at 28, which would have been pretty non-controversial, then that would have allowed them to take one of the three linebackers who went in the exact range where they were picking and draft someone like Jalen Tolbert or Alec Pierce or George Pickens. Even if they'd had to move up a spot or two, they would have had to move up two spots for George Pickens. Now, I really like Romeo Dubs. I really like what happened on day three, and I really like the players that they picked on days two and three, but the way that the top of the draft was handled for me, I just don't see the plan. I don't see the value in handling the top of the draft the way that they did. I don't think they maximized their picks with those guys.
Yeah, see, Pete, I don't have a problem with it. And here's why. And I understand what you're saying, but you identified a guy in Christian Watson that you wanted, and you went and got him. You're right. They could have got him at 28. But they like Quay Walker so much, I think that's the guy that's going to fill the role of Za'Darius Smith. And they liked him so much, they took him at that point. Who knows if he would have been around in the second round? So you like a guy, they like a guy. Or what they could have done, Peter, is moved up, right, and got one of those six receivers that they had with the first round grade on and gave up some draft picks. I mean, either way, to me, it's a horse of peace. Oh, by the way, Peter, I like your Elite Spirits t-shirt that you got going on me. I don't know what you guys are going to do with that. Yeah, I don't. know if Leroy's got anything to do with that or not. But
no, that's his magazine thing. Yeah, it ain't gonna do with Leak Spears.
Not Leak Spears, but the Leak signature.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
But look at, so the Vikings made two trades.
Yes, they did.
For teams moving up for receivers.
Yeah.
Packers gave up more in total value to move up for Christian Watson than the Lions gave up to move up for Jameson Williams.
Sure.
That is weird to me. Yeah. And so when you think about it that way, you're like, okay, maybe the Packers didn't love Jameson Williams. Maybe they flagged the – I mean, he's a guy coming off an ACL. That's a pretty big risk, right, for this team to take a risk like that. But I had heard Jameson Williams was their number one receiver. So if that's the case, then this is all – like maybe the Lions were not willing or the Vikings were not willing to make that trade with Green Bay.
Maybe not.
We know from reporting that they weren't willing to make the trade for 32, which was the pick that they got from the Lions in that Jameson Williams trade. So, yeah, just that part of it is weird to me. The Za'Darius Smith idea, Gary, is really interesting to me. That's what I want to know. That's what I want to see. That's why I'm really excited for just the first glimpse of these guys at rookie camp, because I want to know how they're going to use him. If he's going to be Chris Barnes and just the Chris Barnes replacement, and he's going to be your base linebacker and he's going to play in the nickel, and they think, okay, he can be the 85% of what Devondre Campbell is, As a cover player, he's a much better man cover linebacker right now than he is zone cover linebacker. But if you're going to pass rush him and you're going to blitz him and you're going to use those athletic traits, if he's going to be their Micah Parsons, then we're having a very different conversation. But we don't know that. That's why I'm sort of waiting to see, because I feel like I'm missing something. If he's just going to play linebacker, if he's just going to be Chris Barnes.
Well, I think you're going to see
the better
him,
version of Chris Barnes. Then I don't
know
the value.
Well, nickel and dime is what you're going to see him do his thing like Za'Darius did. And so you'll have him at backer, inside backer. Then you have on the outside, you have Preston and Rashad Gary. And then he fills the role of Za'Darius Field in nickel and dime. Don't you think?
I mean, I think that certainly would be a role that fits his body type, that fits his athletic traits. But I didn't see at Georgia the kind of pass rush that someone like Micah Parsons displayed at Penn State. So if that's the case, I think I understand the pick a little bit more. You're trusting your coaches to maximize what are supreme athletic traits. Micah Parsons and Quay Walker are very similar in terms of body type and athleticism. So I can understand if that's the idea. Hey, cool. But again, if he is going to be more of a traditional linebacker, that's where I'm confused. And so I'm interested to hear from Joe Barry. I'm interested to see him on the field, and I'm interested to see how he progresses. I think there's a lot of pressure on him, guys, to do this, and that's not his fault. I kind of wish it wasn't the case, but that was the decision I think Brian Gutekunst made when he took him at 22 with other, and they really, really, really like this kid. I mean, really,
yeah, they
really
do.
So if you trust Brian Gutekunst, and I think we have every reason to at this point with his evaluation, especially with his first round hit rate, you just have to say, okay, well, let's see how this plays out, and we'll see where we are in 2-3 years. Because remember how it started with Rashawn Gary, little Rocky, he's a star now. And so if this happens the same way, we're all gonna look back on these moments and go, wow, what a waste of time complaining about this pick.
Go ahead, Lee, you got her.
Yeah, Peter, how you doing, Leroy Butler? Here's the thing that. Size, I think, really entered into it because the kid, Kingsley, the outside linebacker from South Carolina, 6'4", 250. Then we talk about the first round pick, 6'4", 250. So they got bigger. I think they want to get bigger and stronger on special teams as well. But my question is, I think they're thinking, since Devontae Allen had 169 targets, okay, we get it. And we didn't win. We won a lot of games, but we didn't win the game we were supposed to win. So we're going to give Aaron and the offense more opportunity to beef up the defense. When you say you want to see these guys this weekend, they won't get defined roles until later in the summer. I get that.
Right.
But I think for the most part, I think if you want to try to win on defense, you got to have most of these guys. Were you surprised that they signed Wyatt so early with his contract?
No, I mean, the contract stuff now, especially at the end of the first round, is mostly just slotting. Usually we see the guy, like, Joey Bosa a couple of years ago held out for offset language and stuff like that. And it's now, the reporting around it to me almost seems silly. It's like, oh, first round pick does the thing every first round pick for the last 20 years has done. It's not, I don't think it's surprising, but I like your point, Leroy, of this team wanting to have an identity defensively. I think they saw, to your point, the 49er game, what the defense could be. And like, that was really fun to watch a defense in a playoff game dominate like that. When was the last time we saw a Packers defense have a playoff game like that? I mean, it's been a lot. Even the 2010 team didn't really have a game in the postseason like that. So I think if you're the Packers, you're going, okay, the thing that made Devondre Campbell so special for this defense was the length and the size. I mean, he's 6'4", 240 and can move. And so if you've got two guys in the middle of the field who are 6'4", 240, 245 and can move, then that allows the team to go and play those small. They want to live in nickel, I think. You have two interior defenders. You have two edge guys. You've got two off-ball linebackers and then five defensive backs. And if you're going to – you need big backs to eat blocks, and you need big linebackers who can get off blocks and also clog up space. So if you're going to put together a defense that looks like that, what do you need, guys? A fast, big linebacker. They got him. And a big – clogging interior. Now, he's not even a clogging. He's a penetrator. Devontae Wyatt will come upfield. He is an outstanding athlete. And we heard Jerry Montgomery say it in the pre-draft press conference. They said, we want a penetrating three technique. We want someone who can win fast, quick, and in a hurry on third down. And that's Devontae Wyatt. So they're, I think their mission here is clear. And so we're just going to now, it's going to be, how do they fit? How do they play early? And can they make this defense good enough to make up for the lack of elite-level skill talent at this point?
The Packers have very high hopes for the third round of Sean Ryan. They were so excited to get him, not to mention he had big hands. He played 31 games at left tackle. They may try him at right tackle this weekend, maybe even play a little guard. And then they came back, and you know, later in the round, I don't know if some of the later picks going to have a chance, but the kid from Wake Forest, Zach Tom. So they want to keep developing these young guys like Ryan and Newman so that offensive line could be pretty good in the future.
I love what they did in the middle rounds. I thought Sean Ryan was a top 50 player all day. I thought Romeo Dubs was a top 75 player. And I thought Zach Tom was a top 50 player. The value. I thought Kingsley Enagbare was a top 70 player. The value that they got in the middle rounds of this draft made me forget all about day one, guys. I was like, what happened on day one? And then everything that happened after that, I was just like, you know who they should take here, or who I would love to see them take? Zach Tom. And then they did it. You know who I'd love to see them take here? Romeo Dubs. And then they did it. It was like pick after pick where I was like, wow, I love that. Now that, you know, the best Brian Utekin's picks have always been the ones that make me scratch my head a little bit. So sometimes that makes me a little nervous if I like some of these moves. But, you know, to your point, the Packers have traditionally, and Brian Gutekunst pointed this out, that they love to take guys who played tackle in college and move them inside. Josh Sitton played tackle in college. TJ Lang played tackle in college. Elton Jenkins played some tackle in college. He's going to be, I think, their right tackle this year. And so I think Zach Tom is going to compete to start at guard, although I would give him a shot at tackle. And I think Sean Ryan is going to compete to start at guard, though I would give him a shot at tackle. Cross-train both these guys and just find your best five. I so appreciate Adam Zdenovich and Matt LaFleur. A lot of coaches, we hear this from coaches all the time, right? We're going to let guys compete. We're going to put the best guys out there. But we know that doesn't happen. We know that doesn't happen. If you're a high draft pick, if you're a free agent signing, you're going to play your first team from day one.
Right. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And Green Bay is not going to do that. They're going to say, okay, if you can play, like Elton Jenkins earned those reps early in his career, and then Lane Taylor got hurt.
Right.
And so Eric Stokes earned those reps. I mean, by week two, he was playing ahead of Kevin King. They moved Kevin King into the slot just to see if they could find any place for him because Stokes was outplaying him. And that wasn't about draft stock. He was just better. I think they're going to be really strong in the offensive line. And that's part of the same philosophy. Be really good defensively, have a terrific offensive line because this team has a history of finding offensive linemen and developing them. And then let Aaron Rodgers do what he's getting paid $50 million a year to do, make these receivers better. And the geometry of the receivers fit. That's the thing that I really like. Christian Watson can get downfield, so can Romeo Dubs. And that allows Amari Rodgers and Randall Cobb to work underneath. It allows Alan Lazard to work the sidelines in the middle of the field. Big Bob Tonyan in the scene with Josiah DeGuara. Like, the pieces fit, even if they don't have a Devontae Adams-level player. and approaching it that way and not chasing the dragon of we have to trade for A.J. Brown or we have to trade for one of these guys, certainly not Hollywood Brown, although I would have done the A.J. Brown trade. I think that's the smart way to approach this for the Packers.
He is Peter Bukowski, Locked On Packers lot, podcast. Peter. Check him out on Twitter at Peter_Bukowski. Thank you, Peter.
Thanks, Peter.
Anytime, guys.
Take care. There is Peter Bukowski on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider is hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 800-44-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 800-44-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show, serving up hot and fresh, live from the Lakeland University Studios. Sparky, Gary Ellerson, the Pro Football Hall of Famer, Leroy Butler.
Thanks, I got Peter. Some good news for moms when we come back.
Okay.
Next hour, I got some good news.
All right. Peter Bukowski, Locked On Packers podcast, joining us there in the last segment. If you missed him, Ken Barkley from You Better You Bet, Marcus Johnson, Bucks legend, Bucks analyst on Bally Sports Wisconsin. All of them were on earlier in the show today. Mm-hmm. Download that Audacy app, AUDACY, hit rewind, or simply go to BigShowNetwork.com. AR Adam Roberts does a great job keeping BigShowNetwork.com up to date and current, always rotating new interviews and stories up that he writes, all up there at BigShowNetwork.com.
No way I can do it.
No, he's always doing stuff. He produces all the promos that run around the state, all the different things you hear. AR does all of that. So just does a great job, and we're very appreciative of him for that. Peter Bukowski said, Gary, that he feels like there's a lot of pressure on Joe Barry because what they did in the draft. I tend to think there's more pressure on Rich Bisaccia to get the special teams unit right than there is on Joe Barry. What about you?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. You're spending two picks very high. And probably you look at Bisaccia, Quay Walker probably is going to play some special teams. Mm-hmm. So that's the athlete they can use there. So they got a first-round pick where he's going to be a defensive player, and he's probably going to be a standout on your special teams.
Yep.
I think when we look at Bisaccia, I think there's all kinds of pressure on him because you're not paying that dude as much as they're paying him, which is, what, more than double what they've paid any other special teams coordinator in their time. To come in here and improve the special teams unit by 2 points, you know, by two. I mean, you're bringing him in here to make a substantial difference. And then when you hear Goody talking about Bisaccia being involved in the later part of this draft as far as guys that he wanted, Leroy, mm-hmm. there's going to be pressure on Rich Bisaccia here.
I think it's more pressure on Joe Barry because I'm going to tell you something. You get two first-round draft picks to a top 10 defense, I expect you to be a top 5 defense. If it's not, here come that smoke.
So you think it's on Joe Barry to make Wyatt play better and Walker play better? Yeah, it's not on Goody for drafting guys that maybe he shouldn't have.
He gave you everything you need. You asked him. It's almost like you order your favorite meal. You expect for it to taste great. No salt or nothing. I know how it's going to taste.
No
salt. You've improved that. You improved it. So I expect you to, hey, man, I'm going to keep people in the teens, 16, 17 points. That's what you're going to expect.
Yeah, well, we'll see how
the defense the special team's so bad, they got to go up, right? They got to go up.
You're right.
The
they do.
They get to 21, we're going to be excited.
Dude, they've been crap for 4 years. They didn't go up.
Yeah. They're going to go up this time. They're going to go up this time.
That's what I'm saying. And if it doesn't, everybody's going to go, you wasted $2 million on Rich Bisaccia.
Nah,
that's exactly what's going to happen.
Went down 1,000. You get good buys.
If they're bad again this year, people are going to lose their minds. Because then you can't go to Goody and say, you didn't do enough. Went out there and hired one of the better special teams coordinator in football.
That defense give up 35 points. People are going to lose their mind.
Oh, of course. But
yeah,
if Aaron Rodgers' numbers goes down because he can't get along with his rookie wide receivers,
man, go to break.
People are
going to
lose their minds
break.
On him,
go
too.
To break.
Just saying.
Break.
Hey,
break.
Do you think Goody has done enough to put a Super Bowl team together?
Yes.
We'll talk about that coming up next here on the Wendy's Big Show.
Get it.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.